others, and even your own memories tried to label you by your darkest struggles. Will you believe God's word? That's what you were, but you have been washed, sanctified, justified in Jesus Christ. Are the regrets and old labels of your past defining your daily mindset and actions, or do you truly believe the gospel when it says that is not who you are anymore? It is not where you are anymore. You are brand new in Jesus. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And in your Washington Defender app, you can place this in your huddle and it will really help us out. We love the interaction and to hear your comments as well. What's the goal of this? Well, our goal is every day as you're driving into work, you are diving into God's word for about 10 minutes or so. And so if you're on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I don't think we're on Instagram, but many of those platforms, I think there's 14 of them that we are on Rumble. We would love to have you participate in that way. You can listen just the audio on Spotify, or if you're on Apple Pod or any of those, we would just love to have you. Also, if you're not a financial donor of FPIW or FPIW Action, I want to encourage you to take that step as well. If it's $5, $2, $10, whatever it is every day, it really does help us to develop a base so that we can build a conservative movement in Washington State. And so we're a little bit unique at FPIW. Why? Because we look at things from a biblical worldview and at a conservative worldview and how to bring those things together. I want to forewarn you that today's subject is going to be a little bit more sensitive. I want you to think of it this way. If I had almost fallen off a cliff and I go back and I'm breathing heavy and I'm like, oh, I almost fell off that cliff. Good thing I didn't fall off of it. And I'm sitting on a park bench and I'm watching you head towards that cliff and you're about to fall off. Is it more loving to sit there and say, well, I don't want to offend them. Seems like they have a place to go. I'm just going to let them fall off the cliff. I don't think that's love. I think that's being incredibly cruel. So I'm going to share with you a warning from God, because I don't want you to fall off that cliff. And I want to give you some context. We're in the Wrath of God series. God gave them over. And we are going to remember or remind ourselves that the context of which we're reading, that we have suppressed the truth in unrighteousness, that we know God, we know about God, and he has shown himself. God has made himself evident to each one of us. So it isn't that God is unfair or unjust, that God has revealed his invisible attributes to us, Romans 1:20. That God has clearly been seen throughout all of creation, Romans 1:20. That we know God, that they did not honor God, that we don't at times honor him, that we don't give thanks to him, that we give into futile speculations, 1:21. That we become fools at times, 1:22. That we exchange the glory of God for the corruptible man, Romans 1:23. And that brings us to our scripture today, Romans 1:24 through 27. So that top portion, what's important is God has shown himself to us. God has made himself evident to us. Creation has shown us very clearly. We can see God. It's not like he's an abstract being that we can't have interaction with. He's given his word. He's given us his Holy Spirit. He has given us his guidance and direction through the word of God. And so we're going to look at something that happens, because where we are is that we suppress the truth in unrighteousness. And now we have an outcome statement that Paul begins to talk about. Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. I want you to hear that very clearly, that we can exchange the truth of God for a lie, and we worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So this exchange of truth for a lie is what God has done. He's given us over to the impurities of our heart. Look at this. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. So he's like this. God's like, hey, I've made myself evident to you. I've shown myself to you. I've used creation. I've painted a picture in front of you. And you still have become futile in your speculation. Fine. I'm going to back off. And I'm going to, by me backing off, then you are going to have degraded passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desires towards one another. Have you noticed how woke ideology with godless perspectives leads to an increased amount of homosexuality? Now, I know many people are going to like that. I just said that. But the more that you distance yourself from God, it says that he gives us over, he abandons us, he removes himself from us, it says, and we abandon the natural function of woman and burn in our desire of men for men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. So this is a scripture about homosexuality. And you're like, oh, see, I knew he was going to hate on us. Okay, but if you're going to fall off that cliff, like I've almost fallen off that cliff, and I'm so glad that God brought me back, that he pulled me from that, that I've been delivered from that. And Leviticus 18:22, this is the law that's written on your heart. We'll see that later, that he writes his laws on our heart. You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. God says that sex between two men or sex between two women is an abomination to God. I didn't write it. People say, well, this is talking about, you know, those things like Sodom and Gomorrah, and they try to self-justify. They become futile in their speculation. You know, he doesn't just say it once in the law. He says it several times. And this is the law written in our hearts. Or do you not know, 1 Corinthians 6:9, that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Look at this. Do not be deceived. Fornicators. Now, you say, what is a fornicator? This is two unmarried people having sex will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you're living together and you're sleeping with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you're playing house is what I call it, you're a fornicator and God says you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Nor idolaters. These are people who worship other things other than God. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. No adulterers. These are people who are married but are having sex with people who are not their spouse. Nor effeminates. These are men dressing like women or men dressing like women or women dressing like men. This is a transgender movement. Nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, so we laid this foundation, and this is important. We laid the foundation that in Romans, God has shown himself to all of humanity. He's not unjust. He's not unfair. He didn't create people homosexual and then punish them for their homosexual tendencies. He didn't create adulterers and say, well, I'm just a jock, and so I'm going to have sex with a lot of people. He didn't create fornicators and say, that's just what it is. He didn't create, covetous people, drunkards or revilers or swindlers, and then say, well, I'm going to punish you now. No, he made himself incredibly evident to each one of us. And he said, listen, you will not inherit the kingdom of God if you're going to practice these unrighteous acts. Do you not know that the unrighteous, you're unrighteous if you are practicing those things? And then people, you say, well, but we're all sinners. I hear you. Before Jesus Christ, we're all sinners. After Jesus Christ, he says, I have called you righteous. I call you a saint. And yes, you may occasionally sin. Yes, you may occasionally stumble, but you're not practicing sin like you did before you knew Jesus. And if you are, then you don't know who Jesus is. I know that sounds harsh, but I'm telling you, God has pulled me back from this cliff. And I'm telling you, don't fall off that cliff of wokeness, the cliff of this idolatry that is here. And you say, how do you know? In verse 11, such were some of you. What does he say? Some of you are homosexuals. Some of you are adulterers. Some are idolaters. Some of you are fornicators. Some of you are swindlers. Some of you were, so other lists we'll talk about gluttony and all these kind of things. He says, such were some of you, but you have been washed. But you were made clean. God washed you. You've been cleaned. You're washed from these things. Well, I still struggle. I don't care what you struggle with. Proclaim what God has to say about you. That struggle is just a spiritual attack from the lousy devil or your flesh, however you want to look at it. And you got to say, no, I have been washed, but you were sanctified. What does that mean? That you have been set apart for God, but you were justified just as if you've never sinned, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the Spirit of God. So, what is more true about you? If you declare Jesus is Lord of your life, are those first set of verses more true about you, or is this last? That's what you were. And that's what you were is not, that means that's not what you are. I know that's not probably the most appropriate grammar, but the fact is, it's past tense. And God gave them over to the lusts of their hearts and impurity. So this is what we have to understand about God's grace. He places it on our heart. But if we reject it, our hearts get darker and darker and darker. So how does this apply to the public square? Well, I think number one is we will not worship the creation. We will worship the Creator. We're not going to worship our sex lives. We're not going to worship our financial lives. We're not going to worship our idolatry. We're going to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. As you go into that workplace, make sure you're worshiping the right God, the one and only true living God. We will worship only the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Today is the day of salvation. Turn to the living God. Don't let the enemy beat you up today. That is what some of you were. You say, I still struggle with my thoughts. That's okay. Take every thought captive. My desires are off. Okay, get godly desires. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, my emotions say, okay, well, create new emotions. You're not a victim. You're victorious in Jesus Christ. We will honor God with our sexuality. That is between one man, one woman, in the context of marriage, for life. We will not be swindlers or people who somehow try to do it our own way and try to get people's money. We will be upright in our interactions today. That's what we're going to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your deliverance. God, that you've delivered us from sin, whether it be homosexuality, adultery, idolatry, fornication, swindling, whether it be abusive language, whatever it might be, God, you are our deliverer. God, go before us in all things. Thank you for transferring us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your beloved Son, that we don't walk in the darkness of our hearts as Christ followers anymore, but we walk in the illumination of your word upon our heart by the Spirit of the living God. The same Spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead dwells inside of us. God, as we go into the public square today, help us, God. Help us, God, to be people who bring glory and honor to you, who bring the love of God in every aspect of our being to those around us. We give you this time. We give you this day. Go before us in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.